Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I wanted to find a source that we both could trust, you and me, and I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
I think I'm just gonna go for it. What is up, guys, and welcome back to Skinny Dipping, the podcast where we dive into the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actionable change in our lives. And it is the hot girl science season, and I am your host, Kayla Rose, aka Sundays KK, aka Skinny Dipping Diaries, aka Skinny Dipping the Podcast, our favorite podcast. No, I have lots of favorite podcasts, but this is definitely one of them. And I'm just like grateful for you guys, the Skinny Dippers, for coming every single week pretty much and allowing me to share this space with you. I have done so much research the last couple weeks to create this hot girl science season, and it has ignited this fire in me, reignited this fire for education. And I could not be more grateful for that. I don't think we realize that when we choose what to study, we actually love to study. Like, as humans, like, we are called to learning. We are called to growing. We are called to evolving. But sometimes what we learn in school just like wasn't for us. So to really take time to learn about what actually matters to us reignites this spark and this fire for learning and education. And that's what's happened for me. And I hope this is happening for you, because we talked about the science of codependency. We talked about the science of flow state and the importance of that, and dopamine. And then what else did we talk about? Why am I blanking? Okay. Doesn't really matter, because today we are talking about the science of your perfect subconscious hot girl abundant morning. Did I say that right? We're going to be talking about the science of your mornings. How can we structure a morning that fits for you in a way that supports your subconscious, in a way that supports your dreams and your goals, in a way that supports your nervous system? In fact, we're going to call this episode The Science of the Hot Girl Regulated Morning, because your morning is such a vital part of your day. And if you're anything like me, just like your ADHD mind, or just like the anxiety creeps in and you're like, damn, I do not know how to ground myself in the morning. I do not know how to set myself up for a day of success, because I am already going, going, going. My mind is on overdrive as soon as I wake up. And in this process, I want you to know that that is totally normal, and I deeply understand. Like, this morning, my alarm didn't go off. I rushed to an appointment. I did not get to ground myself. And all day, I have just felt almost out of my body, like not completely in touch with myself. It's actually crazy. I don't even feel like I should be sitting down and recording an episode. I was just going to put on something from the past and record this episode another day. But I was like, you know what? No, like, this is what needs to be said. This is what I need to hear right now, because your mornings are so important. And we're going to get into the science of why that is true, and why that is that, and why you should give a fuck about the way that you set yourself up in the morning. Because the more that, you know, we can give evidence to our brain that this is good for us, this makes me feel good. At the end of the day, this is going to make me feel energized and joyful and just good. Like, whatever you describe as good, like, setting yourself up in the morning will create that feeling for you. So let's fucking get into it. I want to get into it. But real quick, I just want to remind you that all the links to donate to the one click donation link for Maui is going to be below. This is my home. This is my place. This is my community. And I am still, guys, it is just like so sad still, and it will continue to be sad. Like, this is such a deep loss, and of course we've all heard about it, but as time goes on, people forget. So I'm here to remind you that if you can just donate like $5 and it'll be split directly to all these families that really need it, that are verified and that truly have lost everything, please, please take whatever you can. Forget the coffee, forget the matcha just for today if you can, and donate to people that really need it. And also, if we could just hold a moment of silence and space for this time, I think if we can just send light and good energy, it doesn't change everything, but it can impact something. So if we could just take a moment, and just if you could just imagine Maui and families being engulfed in white light and protection, and send almost like a little prayer, that would mean so much to me. Okay. Thank you, guys. Don't forget to drink water also. I'm going to take a quick sip of water before we dive into this. Make sure you are staying hydrated, because to be hydrated is to be sexy. And in the spirit of the hot girl science season, baby, to have a hot girl morning routine. And this doesn't have to be the routine that everybody else does. This is about knowing what works for your body and what works for your mind. And it doesn't have to take you a long time to do these things. I don't think you need this like hour-long morning routine that you are already exhausted by the time you start your day. You need to figure out what works for you. And that works for some people. Some people truly need that in the morning and that time. And I think that's so beautiful. But I want this space and time, and this time to work with your subconscious to work for you in whatever capacity. If you have 1 minute, if you have 5 minutes, if you have 20 minutes, I want it all to work for you, because I want you to be able to take this and create action in your life. It shouldn't feel out of reach. And that's what I want to accomplish, which with today's episode, is to show you that this is not out of reach. And in fact, it's the small things that all pile together and make you realize, like, damn, I can do this. I can set myself up every single day in a way that feels good for my mind, for my body, and for my soul. So who's ready to strip down and dive in? This is Skinny Dipping. Don't forget to share this with somebody that you love. Subscribe to the podcast if you're new. Follow us on all the socials, Skinny Dipping Diaries and Sundays KK on all platforms. And anything else? Oh, you know, if you feel like sharing where you're listening to your Hot Girl Science episode, in the car, on a walk, on the beach, in your room, paint night, whatever it is for you, baby, share it on Instagram so that I can see it, because it really does make my entire life, I'm not kidding, like, it just lights my fucking heart up, and I feel so grateful, like, so grateful, even when I'm just, like, going through the fucking thick of it. Like, I've just been kind of going through it, like, I've just had so many ups and downs, and I'm just really riding the wave. But I come back to like how lucky I am to have you guys in this community, and it always reignites this fire within me. So just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So why is it so important for your morning routine to impact your life and for it to be intentional? Basically, that first moment when you wake up, that like first like 5 to 10 minutes when you're really like groggy and like tired and you're not fully up, that's actually the most important part of your day for setting the tone of your day, but also your life, because it is the door and the key into our subconscious. So our brain operates on certain wavelengths. We have gamma, which is when you are just so activated, flow state, peak performance, everything is like synchronized. You're just going and everything is just working out. And you're like, yes, like you are just in this heightened state of existence. You're in gamma, baby. And then we have beta, which is our active and waking consciousness during the day. So usually, you know, when you're at work, when you are at school, whenever you're just going about your day-to-day in a social setting, you are going to be in beta. It's active, it's awake, it's very conscious. It's very this like prefrontal cortex part of the brain. And then we have alpha, which is when maybe you're relaxed, you're calm, you're not really thinking. Maybe you are kind of daydreaming, dozing in and out. You might be in this in meditation, or when you're in a place where you're creative and not necessarily at that like peak gamma state in your body, but you're more so in a relaxed flow state. Maybe you're painting, you're going to be in alpha state. And gamma, for example, is going to be really like the waves are going to be really close together. It's going to look like it's almost very fast. And as you begin to move down to these other brain wave lengths, they begin to lengthen. So then we have the most important one. What I'm telling you about all of this is for the theta state. So the theta state is almost this trance. It's this dreaming. It's this deep, deep relaxation. It's mental imagery. It's like, you know, when you're waking up and you're like dreaming, or maybe even you're zoning out and you're just, your imagination is running wild, but you're so deeply relaxed. And then we have delta, which is a deep sleep. And this is no dreaming. And this is deep restoration. That's very important for us to have. Do you even know how important your liver is? It is our body's filter. It's in charge of flushing out unwanted elements and breaking down what you consume into essential nutrients. The liver is responsible for literally over 500 functions daily. And that's why taking dose has changed my body and changed my life, because it's scientifically backed and completely clean. Like, they have completely clean ingredients. It's a wellness shot that you take in the morning for your liver. And it's clinically shown to support healthy liver enzyme function. And this is based on a double-blind study. It improves long-term liver health. It increases, you know, energy levels and your attention and your focus. And it also supports healthy metabolic function and digestion, which we love because hot girls have stomach issues. So this is the key for us to begin to heal these parts of our body. And the ingredients are amazing. They're clean. What I love about it is that it doesn't have any standard juices or powders. Or powders. It's formulated basically with organic herbs. It's vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and has zero sugar, but it actually tastes good. And it's so potent that literally it equals 17 shots of turmeric. And I'm obsessed with turmeric and the way that it like helps with inflammation in the body. So this dose is the most amazing wellness shot I've ever taken. I'm in love with them. So I want to get you 15% off your first order with the code SKINNYDIPPING. The link is going to be below. And then if you want to do a monthly delivery, it's going to be 30% off with the code SKINNYDIPPING. So I don't know. I don't think it's going to be available for long. I don't know how long I'm working with them. But while it's available, go grab dose. Check it out, because it actually works and it's really good for your body. And I'm obsessed with it. And I think we all should be taking steps towards taking care of our body and our liver. The liver gets overlooked. So yeah, 15% off, code SKINNYDIPPING. It's going to be linked below. But the reason why I'm telling you about all these different brain waves is because theta is what you are in as soon as you wake up. And your theta state is your gateway to learning about the subconscious and tapping into memory and tapping into intuition. This is when your subconscious mind, the deepest parts of your mind that truly believe I am worthy, I am not worthy, I am wealthy, I come from a poor background, whatever the beliefs that you have about yourself subconsciously that have been ingrained, I'm super smart, I'm super intelligent, maybe that was ingrained during school, or I'm dumb, I'm stupid, I'm not good enough, those might also be ingrained. So to begin to rewire our beliefs about ourselves, our subconscious is the key to that. And the theta state is when we can be slightly waking and still tap in to our subconscious. It's literally brilliant. And that's why this first part of your day is so important. That's why they say, don't go on your phone first thing in the morning, because you're in theta. What are you consuming in that first moment? That's why people really, you know, think that it's amazing to listen to affirmations, positive affirmations, abundant affirmations, wealth affirmations when you're waking up, because you're able to access the subconscious mind and begin to rewire those beliefs, because you're at that certain brainwave state where you can tap into that. That's why it is so important. The first thing for your hot girl science regulated morning is what you do in those first waking moments when you are in theta is the most important part of your day to be intentional. I don't care if you are not intentional the rest of the day and you go on your phone and you go through the motions and you're not present, whatever. Can you just try to make those first parts of your day present? And at first, there's going to be a little bit of a fight to the habits that you've created and the urge you've created, to the dopamine instant gratification addiction of reaching to your phone and seeing the apps and getting flooded with all this fake dopamine. We want to make sure that you are intentional. Are you in the driver's seat of your life? Can you choose to commit to make the first 5 minutes intentional? Either by taking deep breaths. Like, it doesn't have to be complicated. Like, to sit there and just count 10 deep breaths, even 5 deep breaths to start. Allow yourself to just start with a true deep breath that calms your nervous system. A deep sigh of relief, or maybe a mantra. I've been loving Om and just saying Om 5 times. Or I have this other mantra that I absolutely love that's like Shama, and you say that over and over. So find mantras that work for you. You can also just say, I'm going to say this mantra every morning. You know, I'm going to say this mantra every single morning, and maybe you look up one that you are aligned to, and that's all you do. But you're starting that moment, that theta wave state, in an intentional way. I don't know if this is going to trigger some people, but like, fuck nicotine. And I want you to join the fuck nicotine movement with me, because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I have been addicted to many things in my life. And honestly, Ripple is something that has deeply helped me, because it's a 0% nicotine aromatic diffuser so that you can puff on with plant-based ingredients. That's not bad for you. And it's organic-based. It has natural aromas and a non-addictive formula. It's basically by this brother and sister duo, and they're another way to tap into this malleable state of the subconscious is using affirmations, like I said, first thing in the morning, having something that you just automatically turn on every morning, and that's what you listen to when you're in that state while you lie in bed just staring at the wall. Or if you don't want to turn on something and you don't even want to touch your phone, just try visualizing. Ask yourself, how would today look if it were to look beautiful? How would my life look if it were to look so beautiful and so fulfilling? And just start to visualize, allow that mental imagery to come through, allow your subconscious to speak to you. And if it gets stuck in negative and stuck in the lies that you've been told that you aren't good enough, try to just reroute it. You don't have to say, no, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to see what's coming up in my subconscious. Think about it like a child. The child comes up to you and they're like, I really want to play with this. I want to pay attention to this, but you need them to eat dinner. You try to reroute them. We'll do that in a little bit. We delay them. We'll look at that in a little bit. We'll think about that in a little bit. We're going to do this right now if that's okay. And instead of fighting it, I want you to just try to reroute your subconscious in a way that truly affirms that you are important, that you are fucking wealthy, and that is your future, baby. It doesn't matter. You are not defined by your past. That you are beautiful, that you are glowing, that you are magnetic, that your dreams want you to. Begin to affirm these things in the morning, and it's the life hack to actually switch your subconscious beliefs, because we're tapped into that theta state, and that's why it is so fucking important. I also love breath work. I love journaling and mind dumping in the morning. I think that's really powerful to just get it all off my mind, because my subconscious is so deeply present, so I can really speak from my heart and know what's going on. So also mind dumping is also powerful. And scripting. Scripting is when you journal, but you don't write about like your shadow work, and you don't write about your shadows and the issues in your life currently or the challenges. You put that all to the side and you write about what you would want life to be if it were to be in the present. You write in the present tense, but you just make it up. You script, you dream. On my habit tracker, I have scripting and dreaming, because it's so important and prominent to begin to just write down, like, how would I love to talk about my life? And I'm going to talk about it as if it is happening now. And that's also a way to tap into that subconscious and reprogram it. So that is why those first moments in your morning need to be intentional. It is your theta state. Tap into it, baby. The second thing that I really need you to do in the morning, that I don't care if you do for 1 minute, 5 minute, 20 minutes. Sorry, I'm not editing this episode like at all. I'm just like going for it. So if I stumble on my words, it is what it is, baby. We are showing up authentically. And I can't even believe I'm recording this episode, because I wasn't planning on it. But I was like, I need to get on the mic. I just felt blah. And I was like, to get on the mic makes me feel me. Okay. I don't care if you do it for a minute. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I don't care. I need you to just go outside and get natural light first thing before you go on your phone. Go outside for 2 minutes and get sunshine, and then go on your phone for 30, for 60. I don't care. But the first moments of your day, I need you to get sunlight. Ideally, according to science, hot girl science, for 5 to 10 minutes. This basically has to do with your circadian rhythm. Your circadian rhythm is your 24-hour clock. the rhythm of your body. So light, photons, light energy stimulates this cortisol pulse that happens once every 24 hours. Cortisol is your stress hormone. And you know what? We don't like cortisol, but you know what? We need cortisol in small doses for certain reasons. And it's supposed to happen. This cortisol pulse happens once every 24 hours and light triggers it. And this cortisol actually gives us energy. We can demonize cortisol all day. Of course, stress doesn't feel good. And this abundance of cortisol is not what we need. Cortisol needs to be in balance with the rest of our hormones, with the rest of the chemicals in our body. And when she is put into motion in a way where she is meant to, in a way that allows our body to function correctly, cortisol is actually what we need. It gives us energy. It makes us, you know, just like get our day going. So a lot of this with the light is according to Huberman, because that man just like loves to talk about the shit. But basically to wake up and go on your phone and to have this fake light is creating a late cortisol pulse. Therefore, your entire body's rhythm throughout the day is shifted and it creates this imbalance in your body. And a signature trait of somebody who goes on their phone every single day, according to Huberman, they've done their research deeply on this. One of the core traits of people who don't get light first thing in the morning, who allow themselves to have the cortisol pulse from the fake light on their phone, actually the signature traits are depression, anxiety, and having trouble falling asleep. And if you struggle with mental health and mental illness like me, like these are little hacks that we can use. The reason I'm telling you this isn't so that you can go and you can shame yourself and feel bad and you know, feel like, oh, I'm not good enough because I'm not doing these things. You're not doing these things yet because you didn't have the evidence and the proof for your brain. But what if I told you that 1 minute, 5 minutes of light in the morning, even if it's cloudy, there's still more light photons that are impacting your circadian rhythm than on your phone. Even if it's cloudy, going outside, like the sun is still going through the clouds. Getting outside before going on your phone. What if I told you that that would deeply help your anxiety, that would deeply help your depression? And I'm not just saying this. First of all, I've experienced it, but also it's literally science. So prove to your brain that it works and just try it for 30 days. You have no idea how excited I am to announce this new sponsor because I manifested working with them. Me and my friends were jumping in the ocean and we were talking about how to get over nicotine addiction and having an addiction also to oral fixation and smoking in order to cope with anxiety. And my friend was like, there's this company called Ripple. And basically, Ripple is a 0% nicotine aromatic diffuser. You can puff on with these plant-based ingredients. They're relaxing, they're tasty, and there's two types of devices. There's the reusable pod, and there's the disposable, fully recyclable pods. I have two favorites. I loved the Boost flavor. I honestly puff it all the time. It's pomegranate, maca, and green tea for immunity and strength boost. Also, I absolutely love, love, love the Dream. So you can quit whatever you're trying to quit and step into your power. Fuck nicotine. Take your fucking power back. Small ripples make big waves. So you're going to go down below or you're going to use the code SKINNYDIPPING, all caps, for 15% off your order with Ripple. Everything's going to be linked below. The code's going to be below. Don't walk, but run. I promise you guys are going to be obsessed with these as much as I am. 15% off your order with the code SKINNYDIPPING. And it's all going to be linked below, baby. Just try it. Set a little habit tracker and allow yourself to do this and then go lay on your phone. It'll still make you feel better and it'll still, you know, allow you to be balanced. Obviously, you know, time on our phone at all can impact us, but let's just not do it first thing in the morning. And you don't have to be like, oh, I'm going to feel bad about going on my phone. Like we all do it. We all struggle with it. They've made these apps so that we are addicted, so that they make more money. And that there are those reasons and there are those excuses, but at the end of the day, we are in the fucking driver's seat of our life. And when we are provided this information, this hot girl science, we are going to take it. And we're going to know that in the morning when we're in theta state, we do our affirmations, we say our mantra, we start our day intentionally, and then we walk outside and I don't care what the weather is. I don't care if it's pouring fucking rain. We literally just go outside and look at the sky. First thing before going on our phone. Okay. Can we do that? I think we can do it. It's and then go and sit down and go on your phone. You do that. You do that, babe. Don't like withdraw things from yourself and be like, you can't have this. Don't do this. Because the more that you tell yourself, like, you can't have this, the more you want it. So just try to delay. Try to delay thinking about all the stress in your life and try to delay going on your phone first thing in the morning. And the next thing, the third thing for a hot girl science morning, hot girl regulated science morning, the third thing is going to be to delay again. Beep, boop, bop. We're just delaying. We're not taking away. We're just delaying. This is very important for your mind to understand. We're not taking away any of these things. We're not restricting. All we're doing is delaying. So you're going to delay your caffeine intake for the day. You're going to try for an hour. If you need to start with 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, work your way up. But as you begin to do this, I want you to delay your caffeine intake eventually to an hour. The reason for this, the reason for this is because we have this chemical called endonosin. And endonosin turns on our parasympathetic nervous system that is our rest and digest. And endonosin basically has a natural arch, just like cortisol, a natural rhythm in our bodies. Our bodies know what to do. They have such deep innate wisdom and information. And basically in the morning, it takes 60 to 90 minutes to clear out this endonosin. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. I have it written down right now. So sorry if you know about this and I'm not pronouncing it right. But it takes 60 to 90 minutes to clear this out. And that's why you're groggy in the morning and you're groggy and then you're tired and then you want to reach for the caffeine. But what caffeine does is it doesn't actually wake you up. It just blocks the receptors that tell you that you're tired. So it gives you the illusion of energy with a crash. It gives you the illusion of waking up. But if you can give yourself 60 to 90 minutes to wake up in the morning, then you can allow yourself to naturally shake off the endonosin and also just remind yourself it's okay to be a little bit tired in the morning. That's normal. Our bodies are in rhythm. Our bodies have innate wisdom. And to have caffeine is to block those receptors, which are going to mess with your sleep and your mental health and your cortisol levels, your cortisol being your stress and your adrenaline, baby. So the reason why I want you to delay this caffeine intake is because I want you to eat before. And it is so important for you to eat before your caffeine intake, because if you do caffeine and then food, first of all, you know from experience that you're just not that hungry after caffeine. And what happens is it spikes your cortisol and it spikes your adrenaline. And it also deeply hurts your gut. And your gut, oh my God, your gut holds 90% of your serotonin, which is your feel good chemical. So we want to protect our gut. We want to make sure that she is good because she is creating a lot of our stability and a lot of our joy and a lot of our happiness and 90% of our serotonin. So we want to take care of our gut, and a really easy way to do that. We're not taking away the caffeine. We're not taking away anything. We're just making sure we have a protein meal, a meal with protein, or just any meal. But if you can aim for a meal with protein, that's going to allow your energy to be sustained a lot longer throughout the day. Protein meal before caffeine. It's hot girl science. It's real science. And it actually works. I have absolutely changed my life by learning how, because I literally had to teach my body. I say learning because I literally had to teach my body how to eat before caffeine because my body didn't want to. I was like, I'm not hungry. This isn't my routine. This isn't my habitual nature. But I taught my body, and I swear to God, I feel so much better. I feel less hangry. I feel more energized. I feel less of a crash during the day. I feel less imbalanced and more in balance. And it is just so important. And also, if you're feeling that endonosin in the beginning part of the day and you want to like shake it off, exercise is a really good way to turn that 60 to 90 minutes into 30 minutes. So if you're feeling tired, honestly, move your body. It'll begin to shake off the grogginess, eat your high protein breakfast, and then take your caffeine, and know that that is you just deeply helping your hormones, the chemicals in your body, your mental health, and your gut health. Your gut health impacts everything: your skin, your mental health, your mood, your body, your metabolism. It literally impacts everything. So we want to take care of our gut and our inflammation and make sure that we are delaying caffeine until after we eat breakfast and also after we move, because if you feel groggy, that movement will naturally begin to heighten your body with real dopamine, with healthy adrenaline, with true serotonin. Movement is the key to hacking these happy chemicals in our body. Don't do it because you want to look a certain way. Do it because you want to feel a certain way, because you want to feel energized, because you want to feel strong, because you know that physical health impacts your mental health. And when you change that focus to create that body neutrality that you don't give a fuck what you look like, but what you care about is how you feel. And also knowing that, you know, chemicals in our body that are produced when we work out actually impact our brain and create such deep, real dopamine. Like, it's study. I've done a podcast on it before, so I can link it below, or you can ask me on Instagram which episode that was that I talked about that in more detail with, but it is so prominent. Okay, the next thing that I want you to do, so those are like the main things, the main hot girl science moments, but if you also want to add these on, go ahead. But to review, remember, your theta state is so important. Tap into your subconscious then through visualization, a deep breath, a mantra, gratitudes, meditation, breath work, journaling, affirmation, scripting. 2 is going to be the natural light. First thing, baby, no excuses. It's a non-negotiable. It's science, baby. Okay. The 3rd thing is delaying your intake of caffeine and trying to move your body a little bit, go on a walk, have protein, and delay your caffeine. Delay, delay, delay. We're not taking away. We're just delaying. Okay. The next thing is a to-do list. A to-do list is so important because it is setting your intentions for the day. It's getting your mind right. It's getting your mind engaged. And it's tricking your brain into thinking there's safety. So basically, one of the main things that humans lack and crave is this sense of security and stability, because our nervous systems are just, they're out of whack with the society that we live in. Like, for lack of a better word, they're truly out of whack because we just don't feel safe with all the stimulation in our society right now. So we're craving safety. Safety and stabilization. Stability is so important. And what happens is when we create a to-do list, we're tricking our brain into thinking, I know what I'm doing. Even though truly none of us know what we're doing. Literally every single day is a mystery and a journey. And that's why so many of us feel so afraid. This fear is coming from this lack of stability and this lack of safety, this feeling. It's not that you're actually not safe. It's just your body feels as though you are not safe because of the hyper and overstimulation that we are experiencing in today's society. So to create a to-do list is to almost trick your brain into being like, babe, I know what we're doing today. We got some stability. We got some safety. We're doing X, Y, Z. Here's the plan. And also, it's working towards something. That chase, that working towards something, that is where dopamine is created. So it's also going to give us that boost of dopamine in the morning by creating a to-do list and just intention setting. And this can take literally 30 seconds. It doesn't even have to take a minute. Just write down, like, what's your vibe for the day? What's your intentions? What is your schedule? What's going on? And it allows you to have directed thoughts, which is so important, because to be directional is to begin to create the life that you want to live. You don't have to actually know if it's the right or wrong thing to do, but the more you put energy towards something, the more you direct your thoughts to it, the more that will just begin to like grow. So we love that. So we love, you know, getting our shit together and making a to-do list first thing in the morning, or I like to make it the night before so that I don't have to worry about it in the morning. And it just makes my brain believe that I am safe and I am in structure and I am in stability. And because of that, I can operate in fluidity around the structure of my life because I know that I am safe to do so. And to create that divine feminine flow, we must feel safe first. I can talk about that more in detail in another episode. DM me if you want me to talk about that. And obviously, like with this morning routine, there's so much nuances of being a woman. I just want to say that, like, nervous system regulation above all is going to be key. None of these tips and tricks are going to work if you're not just regulating your nervous system. And you can do that through all the hacks, through breath work, through EFT tapping, through cold plunges and sauning, and through breathing. But how can you just do less? That would be my best advice for you. If you're trying to regulate your nervous system, sometimes you have to just do less. Stop taking on other people's shit. Stop taking on shit that isn't yours to take on. Allow yourself to check what you're putting energy into in your life and seeing how you can do less, because if there's too much stimulation, then of course your nervous system is going to be out of whack. So just try to do less. Try to sleep more. Try to rest. Try to take intentional rest. Being on your phone is not rest. That is hyperstimulation at its finest. The scrolling, the scrolling, the scrolling. Your brain is so stimulated and yet you're laying in bed. That is what, if we just allow ourselves to do less of that, delay that, push it off, just delay, do less of it. You don't have to take it away. You don't have to claim it as bad and claim this feeling of guilt and blame. Like, you don't have to do that. You just can delay and lessen. Know that you can do it. And as you begin to do these things, you realize, like, I actually can do this. Like, I have a handle on this. Like, I know the science behind what it takes to get my mind right, to get my body right, to get my spirit right in the morning. And I'm going to do it because I love myself. And every single time that you show up for yourself in that way, doing something because you know that it's healthy for you, because you know that it's helpful for you, every time you do that, you build the trust muscle with yourself. You build that commitment muscle, that relationship, that self-love with yourself, because you are proving to yourself every time, every day that you choose to show up for yourself, you're proving to yourself that you love yourself and you're going to do what it takes to take care of you. Just as you would want a lover to, just as you would want a friend to, just as you would want a parent to or a sibling to, you want these people to take care of you. How can you take care of you? How can you show yourself that I love you and I'm going to put in the actions? I'm not going to just say it with my words and my affirmations. I'm going to show you. My love language is showing you that I love you through committing to you in a way that I'm doing things that are healthy for you, because I want to make you feel good, babe. I want to make myself feel good. I want to feel sexy. I want to feel confident. I want to feel glowing. And these things will get you there. So tap into your subconscious, tap into your morning routine to get the most out of your life, truly. And we are here. We are here in this time. So let's make the most of it. I have your back. Please message me if you have any questions. You are not alone in whatever you're going through. You are not alone. Please support our sponsors. It is so helpful. Please. It is so helpful to me so I can continue to provide this free content for you guys. And if you want to join the full moon, is it a full moon? Yeah, the full moon ceremony that is going to be coming up on Friday, and all the other new moon, full moon ceremonies, book clubs that we got going on, the page, the feed that we have going on in the Soul in Progress community. It's going to be linked below. It's only $5 a month and there's a free trial for you guys. I'm going to give you guys a week free trial with the code Skinny Dipping. So go check that out and join us for meetings and gatherings and sisterhood and connection. Everyone can join. Doesn't matter your gender. I just said sisterhood because it felt right. But literally everyone and anyone, please join the conversation. If you want to evolve and have community to do so with, please join the Soul in Progress community below. I love you guys so much. Share this episode with someone that you love. Share it on Instagram. And yeah, don't forget that you are inherently worthy and you don't have to do any of these things to be that. I'm just trying to give you the information so that you can continue to feel better in your mind, body, and soul. Okay. Bye guys. Love you. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinnydipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinnydipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/skinnydipping.